positive proton. She was born a long time ago, a 10 billionth of a second after the Big Bang created in that great inferno. She survived the mass annihilation when the universe was 1 second old. Only one in a billion baryons made it and went on to become everything we can hold. Almost 400,000 years later, the first atoms became stable. Little Polly acquired an electron, and they're nearly inseparable. After the first supernova, there was oxygen floating around, created by the alpha process, and little Polly was chemically bound. She was part of a molecule of water. At the time of the solar system's birth, she became part of the accretion disk that eventually formed our Earth. Yeah, the one we live on. Now Polly experienced gravitation. Polly joined up with the comet's core. She was getting ready to change the climate, so suck on that, Al Gore. The comet crashed into the young planet Earth. Polly melted into the sea. They say a lot of the water we have now arrived very suddenly. Polly was part of the primeval ocean when the Earth was still young and hot. There was no atmosphere, there was no life, but Polly was not distraught. In the blazing sun, she steamed away and floated in the sky so black. She condensed on some dust and put her trust in gravity and rode on back. It wouldn't be the last time.
Yet Polly the proton's been everywhere around this old galaxy. Polly's been part of the glacier, and Polly's been lost in the sea. Polly the proton's been down your throat and passed through your left kidney. Yes, she's been drunk, she's been pissed, been frozen, she's been dissed. And what she loves the most is being rain. Polly loves the rain, coming down as rain, since long before the plane was born, since long before Spain was named. Polly's loved the rain.
Proton's been here before. She was once part of King Tut's sweat. Way back in ancient Egyptian times, she made his royal forehead wet. A breeze blew up across the Nile, and Polly was vaporized. The invisible vapor cooled, and then Polly was not surprised to meet up with a speck of dust and more water molecules. They formed a droplet and then a cloud made up of tiny globules. Now when you're feeling jerked around, and when you're feeling blue, or when you think no one could run in circles half as much as you do, take a moment to think of Polly. She's gone round again and again. She still hasn't gotten tired of the ride, but I've got no more rhymes for our friend. She just keeps on riding that water slide.
Yet Polly the proton's been everywhere around this old galaxy. Polly's been part of the glacier, and Polly's been lost in the sea. Polly the proton's been down your throat and passed through your left kidney. Yes, she's been drunk, she's been pissed, been frozen, she's been dissed. And what she loves the most is being rain. Polly loves the rain. Onto fields of grain, over Alba's great floodplains, filling up the river Tay. Polly loves the rain.